Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sharon, you naughty girl.
I forgot about that one.
I did not see that coming. Sweet. People are fed up 65-year-old Sharon of Blue Springs.
She's old than that.
Dropping, so much gusto, too.
Dropping profane language on the program.
You know the S-bomb is in her top 10 most used words.
I did not see that coming. She was the sweetest old lady, and then wow.
Arch Manning remains hooked. The Texas quarterback announced today that, or at least his dad did, that he will return to the Longhorns in 2026, according to his dad, ending speculation about the rising junior's future. This was going to be a kid who played like one or two seasons and headed off for the NFL. It has not been as rosy a
picture. He was also supposed to take college football by storm, which...
Right.
Well,
and you know what?
Not.
I don't blame him, because we build these people up when they're kids. Mm-hmm. You build them up, and it doesn't always work out. Who was the football player that got robbed this last hour you just said? We have another NFL player that was robbed, right?
Yes. He played for the Titans. First name... Jesse, I
okay.
don't know.
A Titans player was robbed, though.
Defensive end for the Titans.
They went into his house. They cleaned him out. He was playing the game at the time, so he was not home.
He was in San Francisco playing football. They broke into his home in Nashville.
So during a break, this story broke. Masked burglars broke into WNBA star Sabrina, is it Lonescu? Sam?
Do you think he watches the WNBA?
Scott Parks broke into her house, stole $60,000 in handbags. She happens to be married to an NFL player. They stole all of her bags.
So they broke into his hat.
Oh, damn.
You did not just say that, Canal. Samuel.
Well, we're talking about how they're breaking into NFL players' houses. It is an NFL player's house.
A Southern... You are in timeout.
No.
A Southern California home.
So you said it's his house.
Belonging to WNBA superstar Sabrina... Here's where I'm confused. It says L-O-N-E-S-C-U.
Well, they didn't take anything from the kitchen. They didn't take anything from her.
You know what? I have just about had it. She happens to be married to former NFL offensive lineman, is it Hronis Grasu? And they were burglarized Monday night. They smashed through their house. She was not home. I'm sure she was on the road bringing in...
They're not playing right now.
A lot of money.
Bringing home the bacon.
He is retired.
So that he could fry it up.
The WNBA season is over.
I cannot believe you just said that. And then you just piled on.
He started it. I piled on.
What are you talking about? You're the one that said if it was...
You said you think he watches the WNBA?
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Still my favorite Shane Gillis joke from the ESPYs.
Come on.
And I'd like to thank them.
If they didn't take anything from the kitchen, that was funny.
Four-time MVP. Oh, she doesn't even play for the WNBA. I just knew that you guys didn't know any players.
She is one of the highest paid superstars in the WNBA. Just leave that there.
Which means she makes about $75,000
a year. Oh, my God. I am so,
I am so
done with both of you.
What I'm saying is they're not paid what they're worth.
Thank you. That is a better way to say what you just said. Unbelievable.
We are.
Do you know how hard I've worked to get Holly Rowe on this program over the years? It's never going to happen.
Love Holly Rowe.
No, you are not. You are not allowed to sit in here when I finally get. You're not allowed. You're
Why?
Not allowed to sit in here because of that comment you just made. No
you think
way.
She listens.
Mm-hmm. Love me some Holly Rowe.
Why are you nothing against her? She's a brilliant sports journalist, but why are you trying so hard to get Holly Rowe?
Oh, I just think she'd be fascinating. She's seen all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The text line's mad, Dana, that you called an old lady 65.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. That was insulting.
What I meant was Sharon, who seemed very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly.
We were talking,
in the grave.
Weren't we talking about, like, standing in line at the grocery store? I mean, it was something that, like,
yes,
you would have this conversation with your grandmother,
like,
or your mother.
Something young whippersnappers would do.
Yes.
Right.
I did not see it coming because I thought, based on the tone of the conversation,
that elderly people with one foot in the grave
was made maybe a septuagenarian. I don't know.
Would be more kind with their words.
Less likely.
But I mean, if you're 65, I mean,
like
my God.
Sailor. You know what I mean.
Dana, I'm 11 years away from being 65.
I know. That's bad.
Scary.
Oh, my God, we're missing it because you won't
started.
Stop yapping.
It just
go to the
started.
News conference.
Here's the news conference from Los Angeles.
Knife. These charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty. No decision at this point has been made with respect to the death penalty. We have requested, and currently Nick Reiner is being held without bail. Now, in announcing these charges, I also want to announce that they're just that. They are charges. Charges are not evidence. Evidence is something that we will be presenting in a court of law to meet the standard of proof we meet in every criminal case, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, to 12 jurors who you'll unanimously have to find that we've met that standard to prove the charges we bring to court. Right now, with respect to the process, once the charges get filed this afternoon, Nick Reiner will be then brought to court. He is going through medical clearance, something that everybody who gets arrested and gets held in a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department jail goes through. Once he is medically cleared, he will be brought to court to be arraigned on these charges. At that point, he will enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. Now, prosecuting these cases involving family members are some of the most challenging and most heart-wrenching cases that this office faces because of the intimate and often brutal nature of the crimes involved. Rob Reiner was a brilliant actor and director, an iconic force in our entertainment industry for decades. His wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, was an equally iconic photographer and producer. Their loss is beyond tragic, and we will commit ourselves to bringing their murderer to justice. I want to thank LAPD Chief McDonald, who is here today, along with Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton from the LAPD and LAPD Captain Scott Williams and the entire robbery homicide division, who literally has been working around the clock to gather the evidence that have led to the charges we're going to be filing today. Also from my office, I have Assistant District Attorney Maria Ramirez. I have Director of Specialized Prosecutions John McKinney. I have our Head Deputy of Major Crimes Craig Hum. And I have the two prosecutors who will be leading the prosecution in this case, Assistant Head Deputy of Major Crimes Habib Balian, and Deputy District Attorney for Major Crimes, Jonathan Chung. They will bring their decades of experience to holding this murderer accountable for his actions. At this point, again, you will hear in the media rumors. You will hear speculation. You will hear hearsay. What I'm asking everyone to do is to rely on trusted sources. If it doesn't come from the District Attorney's office, from LAPD, from the coroner's office, or from the courtroom itself, and there is a good chance you are hearing misinformation. Because at the appropriate time, the actual evidence involved in this case will be presented in a court of law. So I ask for your patience until that is done. But again, please do not rely on rank speculation, rumor, or hearsay to believe that you understand anything about what went on in this case. I'd now like to turn it over to Chief McDonald.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you all for being here today. And it's with deep sadness that I address the tragic loss of Robert and Michelle Reiner. On December 14, 2025, LAPD officers from our West Los Angeles division responded to a death investigation at the 200 block of South Chadbourne Avenue, which is in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles. Upon entering the residence, they discovered the bodies of Mr. and Mrs. Reiner. Detectives from our Robbery Homicide Division Homicide Special Section immediately initiated a comprehensive investigation. The evidence gathered led to the arrest of their son, Nick Reiner, who was taken into custody later that night without incident in the Exposition Park section of our city. Today, the Los Angeles County District's Attorney's Office has formally filed charges against Mr. Reiner for the murder of his parents. This case is heartbreaking and deeply personal, not only for the Reiner family and their loved ones, but for our entire city. We extend our deepest condolences to all of those who were affected by this tragedy. I want to take a moment to recognize and thank our criminal justice partners, the District Attorney's Office, led by D.A. Hochman, and everyone who worked tirelessly on this investigation. Their swift action, professionalism, and commitment to justice have been instrumental in bringing clarity and accountability to this case. The LAPD remains steadfast in our mission to protect life and uphold justice. We will continue to support the Reiner family and ensure that every step forward is taken with care, dignity, and resolve. Thank you.
We're going to take some questions. Yes, right here in the front.
Could you talk about why you feel this case rises to special circumstances?
So special circumstances is a situation where one of the enumerated factors that lead to elevating in some ways a first-degree murder case to a special circumstance first-degree murder case occurs. One of those special circumstances is called multiple murders. Here we have two. And it qualifies under the definition of multiple murders to allege the special circumstance in this particular case.
Chief,
I saw over here.
Nick Reiner found, and was there any evidence on him indicating a crime, and did he say anything?
Yeah, he was found with good, solid police work, investigative tools used by robbery homicide and gang and narcotic division detectives with the U.S. Marshals Service Task Force involved as well. So we're thankful for the work that was done. I won't go into talking about what was found or anything that could potentially taint the investigation.
Chief, one follow-up question, yeah. Sir. Given Nick's history of drug use, was there any indication that he was under the influence at the time of this crime?
No, thank you again. That's another question I can't touch.
And following up on that, is there any evidence of mental illness in his background?
Now you can talk about that.
I'm sorry, please repeat the question.
Is there any evidence of mental illness in his background beyond the addiction?
The evidence, any evidence, if there is any, of mental illness for his background will be coming out in the hearings that will occur. We anticipate, again, after the arraignment, the process will go through the normal process a case like this goes through. At the appropriate time, if there is evidence of mental illness, it will be presented in court and in whatever detail the defense seeks to do that. Yes, right here.
Are you anticipating any kind of significant delay in bringing this case to trial on the basis perhaps that Nick may have to undergo significant psychological evaluation, which would also give your people what they need in the way of background for what might describe why his actions happened the way they did?
We don't anticipate any significant delay more than is involved in a first-degree murder case with special circumstances. These are some of the most serious charges that a DA's office can bring against anyone. And we anticipate that the discovery that we will produce to the defense will be robust. It will be very involved. They'll want adequate time to review it. They'll want to go through every single factor that they can ascertain in the defense of Mr. Nick Reiner. So again, this will proceed along the tracks that many of the first-degree murder cases proceed. Do I anticipate it being particularly fast? No. I anticipate it being very thorough. Yes, right here.
Cause of death and time of death. Can you share any information about that?
We are not at this time. Yes, right here.
Do the members of the Reiner family help with your investigation so far? And did they provide any information or assistance which led to Nick being arrested?
Let me defer to the chief on this.
Hi, I'm Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton, Chief of Detectives. We don't have any specific information we're going to release at this time regarding the family's information they provided. As we move forward, that information will be discussed in the appropriate venue, which will be the court.
You are watching live coverage here of the charges just announced moments ago. To
ABC covering that live?
Yeah, ABC was covering that live.
Wow.
So two charges of first-degree murder, and the DA in Los Angeles is leaving open the possibility for the death penalty against Nick Reiner, who is accused of killing his mother and father over the weekend. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, really quick break here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So the DA in LA was just asked a really, really good question.
Yep.
A reporter said, how much consideration do you give to the wishes of the family regarding if you get a conviction, life in prison, or the death penalty?
It's the state bringing the charges. It's a crime against everyone. Do you take into consideration what the family wants? And he's essentially said yes.
Yes, he said yes. Story here from KUSA in Denver. Colorado investigators say they have new evidence in the JonBenet Ramsey case. 29 years after the fact.
My God, she'd be 36? 37?
She was 6 when she died. She'd be 35. 35 years old.
God.
The 1996 murder of the child beauty queen in her childhood home has captivated the public for decades. In their yearly update on the case, they give a yearly update.
Right around the holidays. I hate to say it, but it was Christmas Eve.
I believe it was Christmas Eve.
To Christmas Day, she was murdered.
Boulder police say they have collected and tested new evidence. However, they did not release any information about this new evidence. Police say they have conducted several new interviews based on tips. They have also re-interviewed some people tied to the investigation.
One of the things I read today in that case was that they have interviewed 2,100 people recently.
How would a 6-year-old or even that family know 2,000
they have
people?
They have to follow up. Like someone calls in and says, I know this weirdo in prison that was yammering about it. You know, that kind of thing.
Or anybody who walked by that day or drove by that day. What did you see?
That crime scene was trampled on by no fewer than a million people. That's why they cannot solve this case. Even the unidentified, unknown male DNA found on her body could be anyone because so many people handled that crime scene. You remember they allowed him to run upstairs with her in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
She was moved. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Neighbors came over. Friends came over.
JonBenet Ramsey's father, John Ramsey, is speaking out after, quote, new evidence has been identified in his daughter's cold case.
Why can't they plug that thing into a DNA database, spit out who it is, and let's be done?
Well, there may be two reasons why they can't. Number one, somebody related to him has not done 23andMe.
Highly unlikely, but okay.
Or he's never been arrested for anything else. I mean,
it could be a third cousin that did 23andMe. It's highly unlikely anyone listening does not know a single, pardon me, does not have a single relative on their entire family tree that has not done one of those tests. Think about it.
Sam, have you?
Not your immediate family.
I have not.
But is anybody in your family, have they done it?
Not that I know of.
Keep in mind, when I log on, this is why it doesn't matter, Sam. I get these little updates every once in a while. You have new relatives from 23andMe. No, what you have is new people you've never heard of in another part of the country that share like 1/40th of your DNA, which is why it's impossible for everyone listening to not be tied up into that system. But it's people you don't even know. Don't, if you say, well, my mom and dad's never done it, or my siblings never done it, it doesn't matter. If you have one nephew, third cousin twice removed that's done it, you're in there.
But here's the crazy thing about 23andMe, and I was on it, I think I mentioned this to you on the air about a year ago. I had logged back into my profile, right? And I'm looking around, and there's all these people that, you know, are like third cousins, fourth cousins, whatever. Not one second cousin was listed. And they would show you in the United States,
right,
little dots on the map where everybody is.
Yeah.
Even in Ireland and England, right, where my family is from. Not one person had the last name McDade, and not one person had the last name Parks.
Nope.
Why?
Because when you start going down that line and people marry and marry and marry and marry, the Parksness gets watered down.
Well, I understand, but I mean, my mom's dad, whom she never met, he had other children who, ironically, even though my mom was born in the upper Northeast, he ended up, her biological father died in Missouri, where he had other children.
Has she met any of her other half-siblings?
I think she's had contact with a couple of them, I believe. But I don't think she's ever met any of them. And we didn't find out about him until my mom was well into her 40s.
Did they have enough of a DNA sample in the JonBenet Ramsey case to even run it in that system?
Can you not replicate it now, Sam? I'm asking. If you just have the tiniest shred, can they not somehow make a genetic copy of that so you have more to test?
That's above my pay grade.
Assuming it was preserved in like a laboratory level preservation technique.
That investigation was such a dumpster fire.
Considering it was trampled over the crime scene, I would assume that, you know, that this probably was similar to the Karen Reed trial where they were getting evidence in a red Solo cup.
I will tell you this. you know, they were in that house. Look this up. How long was everyone trampling all over that house?
Several hours, was it not?
With her body in the house before they ever found her body. It was like 8 hours or 6 hours or something. People were coming in and out. We can't find her. We think she's been kidnapped. And the entire time she's down in that sprawling house's basement.
And I do believe they need a certain level of match to begin questioning people. It can't be like, well, you know, we've got this one finite sample that gives us this much of the sequencing, and
they
it
have
compares
to, back it up
to this person, you know, 0.5%. They can't just go after everybody that has that same 0.5%.
So JonBenet Ramsey was dead for 7 to 15 hours
in that house,
in that basement before her body was found.
Yep. And Sam, all they need is that shred. And then once you find the shred, you work backwards, okay? And you figure out, all right, who in this tree lived or worked in Colorado that year? you take out all the females, assuming it wasn't a woman that killed her. Take out all the females.
There was no sexual assault.
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, there was?
Oh, yes, there was.
I thought she was just strangled and beaten over the head.
The documentary that they released a year ago on this changed my entire opinion about the case. I was so sure.
So she was sexually assaulted.
I was so sure it was someone in the house. Ugh. Now, I am certain Patsy Ramsey wrote that bizarre, rambling note that would have taken 26 minutes to write. Mm-hmm. In the kitchen with their kitchen paper and their own kitchen. I think she wrote the note. I don't know why. I do not think she or John had anything to do with the death because of what was done to that child.
Well, hang on to that thought. That's an interesting thought. Hang on to that. 913-586-7798. And you mentioned something interesting right before the break that you think it was... Patty Ramsey.
I think Patsy wrote the note. Yeah.
Patsy Ramsey, who wrote the note that, and they've done studies on it where somebody actually wrote it out word for word. It would have taken 21 minutes.
Yep. 21 and a half minutes.
Sorry. 21 and a half.
If you knew exactly what you were going to say in the ransom note that they know was written in the house, it was on her stationery.
So why would she have written a ransom note?
Scott, it is one of the most hotly debated items in that case because it's so long. Who breaks into someone's home, assaults and murders a child, and then hangs around for 21 and a half minutes to write a note? It doesn't make any sense. And they know the note was written in the house. There were a couple of times that they started and stopped, you know, like you would do if you were writing, on the notepad, they can tell with the pressure, with the Sharpie that was used, it was her paper and her Sharpie that was used to write the note. And it was found on this bizarre back staircase inside the house.
And there was the number for the ransom was exactly the amount that John Ramsey would have received in his Christmas bonus.
Yep. Yep. Huh. They've had expert upon expert. I mean, how can you not solve a case with something like a four-page rambling ransom? That's the other thing about this case.
Would there not have been fingerprints on the paper?
How did they not solve this with all – I mean, it's a gift of a lengthy, bizarre piece of evidence, and still we don't know who did this.
Would there not have been fingerprints on the paper?
I don't know, Scott. I think everyone passed it around in the house when they let people come in and out.
Was this amateur hour? Keystone Cops?
They just didn't, you know, they didn't search the house thoroughly. I would urge you to watch that documentary, Scott. It is so good. It was the one last year that John Ramsey took part in. And my God, he's aged.
I think we did watch that.
And you don't understand. The house does not look that big from the front. It looks like one of those smaller houses on Ward Parkway further south. Right? Like the gingerbread kind of front. It looks super small on the front. And they have a 3D modeling thing during that documentary that almost like drone zooms you through that house. It is.
And she was found in a basement back room.
Oh my God. That house was enormous. And when people say, well, how could someone have gotten her out of her bed and walked down and done all that? You never would have known that house was so big. It was corridors upon corridors upon corridors. But I do think she wrote the note. And I think...
For what?
I think they panicked. One of the theories is they feared their son was involved. And so to protect him, they did
so
that.
So they wouldn't lose now, two kids in one night.
He's been cleared.
And he sues anybody who says
that
about him.
Dad's been cleared. And I don't think anyone in the family did it. I really don't. I think there are some things we're never going to know that are wonky about it, like the note. Why?
Text line is begging to know. The documentary came out, you said, last year, 2024.
I'll look it up.
I'm on it right now.
I got it right here.
Oh, please.
Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey?
That's it.
It is on Netflix.
And it
only
was
a 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, it is so good. Because in that documentary, you do learn things and see things. It's one of the only documentaries that's ever changed my mind. I was so sure he did it. I thought Dad had something to do with it, which would make sense if Mom wrote the note, like, right? And they present such compelling evidence that it was no one in that house.
Then how does she get from the upstairs to the basement without screaming, yelling, unless she's knocked out before they even do?
Unless she was knocked out. And they get into that. Yep. It's hard to watch, but it also, I think, is the best piece that's been done on it.
Okay.
I don't think we're ever going to know.
I don't think so either. This is from People Magazine. The DoorDash driver who was accused of contaminating a customer's food order in Indiana is now telling officials that no, I wasn't trying to poison them. I was trying to kill a spider.
The video, the Ring doorbell video, is damning.
Hang on. Let me read this next paragraph, and then I want to hear what you have to say. In a statement released by the Vandenberg Sheriff's Department, police say the driver identified as Courtney Stevenson was arrested by the McCracken County Sheriff's Department in Kentucky on charges of felony battery and consumer product tampering. She is accused of pepper spraying the food that she was door dashing to this family.
It's not good.
What do you see on the Ring doorbell, Sam?
So you can see the blue-haired woman, who looks like a real winner, by the way, go up and set the food down. You can see the top of the food bag in the video. She stands up straight, pulls her phone out, takes a step back, and you can see her, I think it's her left hand, down by her hip, like right in front of her pocket, and she's all being nonchalant, looking at her phone, and then you just see a stream of fluid come straight out of where her left hand is, presumably pepper spray, into the bag. There was no fear of a spider. She wasn't even looking at the bag or the alleged spider. She just straight up sprayed pepper spray.
Why do that? Well,
Sam, first of all, you're lying, because Stevenson says that she is terrified of spiders. She's absolutely terrified.
Well, the video showed a very calm blue-haired woman. Very calm, looking at her phone. See, my theory would be she saw that the tip wasn't as big as it was originally promised to be.
Oh!
What else did you see on your phone that made you think, oh, I'm going to go ahead and just a little pepper spray?
She's like, it's what I saw on my phone, and now you ain't going to see. You ain't going to see nothing. You know, if you have asthma or something, all kidding aside, that stuff can kill you.
Yeah. It hurts.
By the way,
hit with it a couple times.
Spiders don't like the cold.
Oh,
it was 35 degrees that day.
Also, super odd that there was a spider on the bag that she just took out of her vehicle. Because if she was trying to shoot the spider, why did she hit the bag?
Yeah, I'm not buying any of it.
By the way, spiders do not hibernate. But they do, in the winter, enter a dormant state called diapause, also known as overwintering.
Line forms to the left, gentlemen.
Where their metabolism slows to conserve energy through the winter months.
Bring your goggles for the pepper spray.
Did we miss this a couple of days ago? Where apparently in Blue Springs, someone came in to a Hardee's that was completely empty.
Well, first of all, you buried the lead. I didn't know there were still Hardee's.
Complete empty of staff. Food was cooking. Doors were unlocked. 911 calls were made. Police responded, finding the kitchen in mid-operation, but no employees present. Inside Edition is on the case.
I would hope so.
A supervisor mentioned on social media that an employee dispute led to a mass walkout.
We must know who has the meats.
That's exactly what they were looking for,
okay, first
Sam.
First of all, that's not Hardee's, that's Arby's.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dang it. Body camera footage. Listen to body camera footage. There. Body camera footage and customer accounts have spread online in the last couple of weeks, with some attributing it to a mass exodus or unusual workplace dispute.
Boy, and they left the food on the grill?
Left That's the cold. Food cooking. How many people at one time, at any given time, work in a fast food restaurant? 8, 9?
At minimum, 3.
3?
What are you talking about? When Sarah worked at Subway in high school, she was the only person there.
Well, sorry, Subway's different.
That's up front. That's up front dining.
If you've got your Burger King, your Wendy's at minimum 3, although with the kiosks now, typically it's at minimum 2.
And they're just cooking the food and handing it to you, or what?
One person to work the drive-through window, because a kiosk can't do that. Mm. And then, yeah, one other person to man the grill.
They found condiments and cheese left out in the open and food still cooking, but no employees.
913-586.
Hamburgers for everyone.
7798-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
An estimated 159 million consumers say they plan to shop on the last Saturday before Christmas. It's known as Super Saturday, according to an annual survey released today by the National Retail Federation. The figure is up from 157 million last year and surpasses the record set in 2022.
Anybody else get smacked in the face this morning with the, oh my gosh, I have 9 days to buy gifts and haven't bought a single one?
Yep.
You haven't bought a single gift?
Well, I bought one for Mary Beth and it showed up and I already gave it to her. But in terms of gifts that I haven't given to people yet, I'm at zero.
I tend to do that where I'll give something early.
Oh my God.
I'll give something early and then, you know, Johnny will be like, well, you already gave them that. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I pre-gifted that. We got to have something for Christmas.
I was super excited to give her the gift. It was super cute. So I was like, do you want to know? And
you broke down. Is it something that is winterish so it would be useful now?
No. It's sentimental and sits on a table.
Oh, okay. You just couldn't wait.
Just couldn't wait.
Aw.
Well,
sentimental and sits on a table?
The box showed up and she goes, what'd you get?
What kind of box? A small box?
Oh, I would be so mad if you didn't tell us that.
We can leave this conversation for not on the radio waves, but no, it was not that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was and I was going to go, oh my gosh. You buried the lead.
You're the one saying box, table.
Not that box. It was a different box.
Okay.
It was super cool. You know, like the old Rolodexes
where
you flip through for address cards or whatever?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it's pictures of us.
Oh,
that is sweet.
That's darling.
Very got it from sweet. A Facebook ad. Didn't know if it was even going to show up.
You know, so we did the big trip. We did the big trip, you know, with everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of, hands down, the greatest trips of my life.
I think, you're talking about when you went to Mississippi?
Yeah, I think everyone would say that because the entire family was there and it was glorious. It was just a lovely, lovely 9 days.
Nobody disputes it.
That being said, it is not expensive to take
The word you're looking for is inexpensive. It's not inexpensive.
Two of us, four children, And then my fifth bonus child. So seven people for nine days. So we had said there's going to be no Christmas. But you know, you all listen to me, especially you mothers out there, where you say, this is Christmas. The trip is Christmas. Mm-hmm. But that's in the rearview mirror. And like I was talking to Jack the other day, and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so broke since the trip and then buying Christmas presents. And I go, no. We said the trip was Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I've just gotten a couple of little things because I feel, you know, like you have to have something. Even though we weren't going to do that, you know, you're a dad.
Well, I told the girls, do not buy me anything.
Dads are the worst at that.
Sarah, you're just getting started in your career. Maya, you're going through college. I don't need nor want anything. Now, I'm going to do what I normally do. I have a certain budget for each kid and for my mom and brother and his wife and their kids. But T and I agreed that we were only going to get each other one small gift this year. And save our money to go to Cancun.
Okay.
I broke that deal.
I know it. It's hard to stick to those deals.
I didn't get her. I didn't go crazy, but I got her an hour-long massage at this very nice spa.
Okay.
That's not cheap. And she wanted heated gloves. You plug them in.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them on in the morning and they stay heated in the winter while you're driving.
Good. That's it.
Well, my mom lit me up a couple of months ago because I did not have a gift for my nephew at his birthday party, which was before his birthday. I was going to give it to him on his birthday. My nephew was four, and my mom looked at him and said, oh, you'll learn, Joey. Your uncle's a gift card guy.
Oh, not at age four.
I'm a gift card guy.
I was like, dang, Ma.
I think a gift card is the best gift you can give.
So I had decided that I was not going to be a gift card guy this year. And now on December 20th or 16th, I'm going to be a gift card guy.
You know what? I'm going to give to everyone a Powerball ticket because it's $1.25 billion.
That is the worst gift.
But I'm going to say if you win, you have to split it with me.
Okay. A quick break for the news coming up here in exactly 2 minutes. On Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.